أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنه هو السميع العليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should place all his trust in Allah azza wa jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Allah watches him and how Allah observes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he stands at night and he leaves his sleep and he worships Allah. Allah says that Allah watches him and he moves about in his prostration amongst those who prostrate. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّهُ Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Sami', the all-hearing. Allah listens to every supplication that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes, and by extension, every member of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is al-Alim. Allah is fully aware and has all the knowledge and is fully knowledgeable of all that happens. Now, there was an accusation that was discussed earlier, and that was the mushrikeen had accused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of receiving messages from the Satans and from the devils. And they accused him of this. They said that, O Nabi, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are no different to the sorcerers and to the fortune tellers. The sorcerers and fortune tellers, they have a relationship with the Satans, they have a relationship with the jinn kind, and the jinn kind, they pass on certain messages to the sorcerers and to those who perform black magic and to those who are engaged in fortune telling and so on and so forth. You are also receiving messages and information from the jinn and from the evil spirits and from the Satan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 216 or 221 rather of Surah Al-Shu'ara, shall I inform you ala man tanazzal shayateen, upon whom the Satan descend? Shall I tell you upon whom they descend? Yes, they do descend. They do come down with messages, the Satan. And Allah explains it elsewhere in the Quran in here as well, that they come down with certain messages, they come down with some information, and they pass it on. But they're not passing it on to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, تَنَزَّلُوا عَلَى كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. They come down and they descend, and they carry information and messages to every sinful liar, referring to those who perform sorcery, those who are engaged in witchcraft, those who are engaged in black magic, and those who perform the evil signs and art of fortune telling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they come to them. They do not come to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Rasul received messages from me. They are the ones, those sinful liars are the ones who receive messages from the shayateen. Yulquna sam'a. How do they pass on messages? And what type of information do they give these fortune tellers and so on and so forth? Allah says, over here Allah says, يُلْقُونَ السَّمْعَ. They give a secret hearing. Meaning they ascend towards the heaven. They ascend towards the heaven. And they eavesdrop. Allah says elsewhere in the Quran, يَسْتَرِقُونَ السَّمْعَ. They listen to the discussions that are taking place amongst the angels. So the angels are perhaps discussing certain commandments of Allah, or certain orders of Allah, or certain events that Allah will allow to happen in the future. So the jinn kind, they go up to the heaven, and yastariquna sam'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they stealthily and secretly, they eavesdrop, and they listen to some discussions, and they get some information, and they pass it on to the sorcerers and the fortune tellers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُلْقُونَ السَّمْعَ. They give a secret hearing to what discussions are happening. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ. But Allah says, most of them are liars. Most of the time, the information they are passing on and the news that they are giving to these sorcerers and magicians and so on and so forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, most of it is nothing more than lies. In the closing ayah of Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the name of this chapter is Ash-Shu'ara. Ash-Shu'ara means the poets. It is the plural of sha'ir. One sha'ir, many shu'ara. And it was named after these few ayat that were revealed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of poets. Allah azza wa jalla said, وَالشُعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. Allah says the poets are followed by every deviant person. The deviant one, the misguided one, the straying one, those who have gone astray, They are the ones who choose to follow the poets. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادِي يَهِيمُونَ Allah said, do you not see the poets? They are wandering about. They live in this fictitious world, a world of fiction and imaginary, the poets. And they are always, they are compiling their poetry based on things that are in a world of fiction and imagination, just fictitious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you see them wandering about. Allah says, you see the poets wandering about in every valley. They just wandering around as if they lost. And Allah says about the poets, أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَقَلُونَ They do what, they say what they do not do. So they say certain things in their poem just to beautify the poem and to make the poem sound good and to impress the audience and to impress the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but Allah says these are words that they have formed and these are poetry that they have, that they make up, but they do not practice on what they are saying. Now, we know that amongst the Sahaba there were many poets. Rasulullah himself loved poetry. At times he would tell Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that allow me to hear, let me hear some of the poetry that you have memorized, O Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she would recite couplets to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Masjid al-Nabawi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had erected a mimbar for Hassan bin Thabit, who was the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these ayat are condemning the poets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the poets, they are followed by all the deviant ones. They are leaders of the deviant and misguided ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are living in a world of fiction. And they say what they do not do. So these are strong words against poets and poetry. So three of the Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These ayat reveal. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, we are poets. And they were known as poets. One was Abdullah ibn Rawaha. The other was Hassan ibn Thabit, the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third was Ka'b ibn Malik, radiallahu ta'ala. He said, Ya Rasulullah, we love our poetry and we are poets. And these ayat are condemning poetry and the poets. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to them, read the ayat that follow these verses. Read the verses that follow these verses. There are certain poets whom Allah has excluded from this ruling. Who are they? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Except those who have brought iman. Those poets who have brought iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And they consistently carry out acts of righteousness. وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهُ كَثِيرًا And they remember Allah in abundance. Except excessively, وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا And they defend themselves after they have been wronged and after they have been oppressed. So, ulama and fuqaha and scholars have deduced that if the poetry contains obscenity, if the poetry incites one towards disobedience of Allah, if the poetry contains lies, if the poetry contains anything sinful, and makes one oblivious of Allah, and calls one towards vice and sin and immorality and immodesty, then that type of poetry is obviously condemned. And for a poet to formulate that type of couplets is not allowed. And those poets will fall under the first ruling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned them. And Qaha and ulama and the scholars of Tafsir deduce another principle from this. And they're saying that there's one principle that is deduced from this, is that every art, every skill, every profession, every career that will make you oblivious of Allah falls also within this ruling. That it is condemned. If that skill, that art, that profession, that career will make you oblivious of Akhirah, will take you away from Salah, will make you oblivious of the remembrance of Allah, and will cause you to fall into acts of disobedience and to violate the commandments of Allah, then you are not allowed to engage in that type of art. Even though, in its very nature, it is okay. It is permissible. The art itself, the skill itself, the science itself, is not an impermissible science, but it's leading you to disregard the commandments of Allah, then it is incorrect for one to engage in that type of a science or that type of art or skill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا Indeed those who have committed zulm, who have committed injustice, and who have committed wrong, soon they will know أَيَّمُ الْقَلَبِ يَنْقَلِبُونَ, to which type of destination they will be turned to, and to which type of destination they will be made to reach. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them blessings.